Hello?
Yes, hi, Sophia. It's Nathalie with Family First Care.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. Sorry, I missed your call.
No problem, no problem. I'm just checking in. Did the patient have the assessment on the 25th?
Yes, yesterday. Yes, someone came, and we set it in. So we're just waiting. He said probably going to take another 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay. Did they discuss with you any hours that they might offer you?
No, they said I won't get paid for 15 hours.
You won't get approved for 15?
No, no, he said they're going to take away 15 hours from me because there's some stuff that I can do for her without getting paid. So, yeah. So I don't know, but they're working on it to see how many hours I'm qualified for. So yeah, but he didn't give me an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have their phone number or any type of contact that we can reach them as well to chat to be on top of her?
Yes. Yes. I don't have the person who came yesterday, but I have the company phone number.
The Keystone phone number. The UP. Which one is it? Which one is the insurance?
It's 717.
Okay.
617-2706.
717.
I gave them your information.
717-2707.
Yeah, 717-617.
2706.
Yeah,
okay,
it's P Health Management.
So I guess we'll have to wait to hear back. Did you give over our agency information for them?
Yes, because they asked, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So I'll try to, you know, call in and get the service coordinator information because it's good if we have the direct contact with her so we can speed things up with a little bit of pressure because, you know, she did, like, schedule a late-date assessment. I guess she didn't have before, but it shouldn't take that long. So, okay, I'll try to call in the company and try to get the information of the service coordinator.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right.